What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast. And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
It's another great day to look ahead for the future. I'm Wild Wally here at COTC Pataskala, and I'm here with Tim Guest, and we have a very special day going on. It's a career fair for business, engineering, and IT. Tim, explain what your students are going through today here at the Pataskala campus.
Yeah, so thanks, Wally. The kids are meeting with employers here in the local community, specifically for business, engineering, and IT majors, where they learn about different job opportunities that are within our community here in Licking County.
Let's talk about what this school, this branch here in Pataskala, has to offer.
Yeah, this branch here in Pataskala offers general education classes for students, as well as a lot of our healthcare programs, including our nursing program.
It's big stuff. When we look at the future of Licking County and jobs are out there, and we have employers here today.
Yeah, we've got about 8 employers here today, including THK and AEP, looking for engineering students specifically. And all of the jobs they're offering are either desk jobs or field jobs that students can obtain right now with their degrees and are ready to go to work and work in our communities.
The degrees here with COTC, real quick, what does it entail?
So the engineering technology degree specifically helps students in maintenance fields, maintenance technicians. In electrical technology, it helps students get electric jobs or jobs in the electrical field. And then some of the other ones, we offer business, so that would be business administration or business management. We also offer IT degrees, so that would be programming or working on websites and things like that, just working in the technology field in general. But COTC offers a wide variety of majors across all fields that really help our community and our students for jobs now and in the future.
So here in the western part of Licking County, this is perfectly located from Newark as well as Columbus.
Yeah, it's great. It's about a 30-minute drive from our campus in Newark, and it's an easy location to spot and get in and out of.
As Tim pointed out, we have 8 different employers here interviewing COTC students. And with me from AEP is Clayton Slaughter. So Clayton, your job with AEP is what?
I'm a substation electrical supervisor.
So how many people do you oversee?
It changes. So there's multiple supervisors. There's a crew of probably 20 to 30 at this point. Day to day, you're with different supervisors. They align crews based on the jobs that are needed and try to set up the crews accordingly.
So today at a job fair like this, it's looking for what?
We're looking for the next generation that's going to come in and maintain our electrical systems.
What exactly are you looking for?
We're looking for interns. We're looking for people that are mechanically knowledgeable. We're looking for people that, you know, can take that technical background as well as their electrical background and put it to use.
It's a big day to discover COTC and discover the future. Here in Pataskala, we're seeing students connect with top employers where they can explore career paths and maybe even land a dream job. We have a couple students to talk to right now. First, Aiden Hodson. Aiden, why don't you explain, first off, your major?
Yeah, so it's great to be here. I'm an engineering technology major, so that's 2 years of technical experience, experience in software, experience in just PLC systems technology. Kind of getting that rolling. I also added a second degree program, Associates of Science, for some higher level math. Just a lot of opportunities at COTC.
Why COTC?
Well, number one, it's close. It's great. It's got a lot of great opportunities. It shares campus with OSU, right? So they've got a lot of really good resources right there, really close to me. And they've got a lot of good internship opportunities as well. So if I go into a career fair on this campus, on the other campus, right, they have a lot of companies just in the area ready to talk with you, ready to kind of interface. And a lot of connections. So a lot of connections within the industry, pretty close, not, inexpensive, a lot of good opportunities.
So the future, where do you see yourself?
I'd really like to get some experience right now. Absolutely. Whatever internships I can get under my belt, are huge. And so the opportunities afforded here are great. I'd also like to transfer for my bachelor's. So there's a good pathway for that. And I just want to keep learning, really. I want to keep getting some experience.
It's all about the students here at the Career Fair, Business, Engineering, and IT at the Pataskala location of COTC. And we're here with one of the students, Bryn Rudenstein. What's your major?
So I'm majoring in engineering technology. For those who don't know, engineering technology is a little bit of all of the engineering fields. So I'm exposed to electronics, fluid mechanics. I'm going to be learning quality control and automation as well.
So what got you into this?
I I've always been interested in doing, honestly, designing. And I've been very happy to learn that this school did offer design classes, which I have taken and enjoyed quite thoroughly.
So why COTC?
Well, actually, my partner actually works with COTC, and it was my turn to go back to school. So I decided to apply to COTC and got in under their open enrollment policy. Even though I had been out of school for a long time, they still accepted me, and I've been here ever since.
So talking about the classes, how long do you have to go?
Ideally, one semester left. I'll be graduating in 2026, and I'm trying to get my co-op taken care of during my spring semester.
So when you say co-op, that is internship, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's an internship in an official capacity as part of my graduation schedule. We are required to do internships with engineering firms to just get on the job experience and exposure.
At a career fair like this, having a chance to talk to different employers that do different things, what do you think that you're walking away with?
Today, just exposure to a couple different kinds of fields, also showing what companies are currently interested in. There's a lot of high need for maintenance technicians. I'm grateful that I have a lot of maintenance experience. I did also learn that there are some design jobs out there, so I'll definitely be applying to those to try and find a job that I enjoy.
After COTC, where would you like to be going?
Ideally to work. If I decide to continue my education, I may push towards going to OSU, or I might just take more classes at COTC.
This is The Vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.